Lauren Callan, obviously the topic of conversation this weekend.
Absolutely, Kieran, and we were talking about her last weekend, and indeed, she's the story in Donegal Athletics this weekend again. Obviously, she was in Scotland at the weekend in Glasgow, competing in an international meet there, and big jump again, a new Donegal record again to improve on her record from last weekend, which was 6:34. She's now gone up to 6:40, and that's a big jump, and she's going in the right direction. Now, just to put that in perspective, she won the event. But she's, to put that in perspective, she's heading towards 6:55 is a kind of a target for her in many ways, because the European Championships qualification marker from Athletics Ireland is 6:55. So for her to get on that, but she's, look, it's early in the season, and she's finding her feet, and she's making progress every single day that she competes, and she's, the focus is there, and she's, she's sensible, and she knows that, and she's, every time you get a reaction from her, it's that it's getting there. So she knows that there's more there, and even watching her video, it suggested with more speed, board maybe harder, with more strength, she can get out there. So 6:55 would be a B standard for the European Championships there in Birmingham this year, which is adds further excitement to the whole thing. So that was a big performance. Lauren Callaghan, she's a story in Donegal Athletics in this early season phase, indeed, in addition to Mark English. But at the end of the day, She this weekend is the story. She's from Kelly Gordon, and I repeat that again. She started her athletics in Tramore National School, and obviously she's continued. She's doing a PhD now at a DCU, and she's training at home mostly on the track at Finn Valley. So a local story, a girl doing well, and keeping her feet on the ground very, very much so. Now, also this weekend, Carol Haverty, she was competing in the US. She's a student at Providence. She's out of Finn Valley, and she had a PB over the mile, and push equivalent of a 1500 metres, about 4:22. So she's bearing down on the Donegal record too, which is held by Roisin Flanagan. So that was another good performance. And then Aisling McCardle, she's from the Lifford Club, and she went this year, she headed to the States, to DePaul University in Chicago, and she set a new school record, a new college record, a new university record for her out there in the pentathlon. So her good events are things like hurdles, and indeed high jump and stuff like that, but she's settled in well, obviously, and if she's getting personal best performances, it's very, very encouraging. So that's encouraging for the Lifford Club, and for they brought her through the ranks, through the age groups, and she's now taking advantage of the American scene. So that's where she's at. So that was pretty much it, other than Arlene Crossan. She had a PB 200 metres yesterday once again, following up on last weekend. So that's positive, but we'll wait. We're waiting for her to hit the 400 metres to see where she's at as the season develops. And that was her against the Ready team, that Irish Ready team. So that was another aspect of the story over the weekend. What's happening this weekend? Well, Mark English is in Ostrava, and a big meet in a very, very, very competitive 800 metres. That's Tuesday night. And then moving on into next weekend, it's National League, and it's Finn Valley Aran, the European Champions Cup out in Albufeira, competing, representing Ireland against all the other national teams from, national champion teams from all the other European countries. So that's exciting for them. That team has been led by Katrina Devine, who on many occasions some years ago was on that Finn Valley team that travelled to the European Champions Cup on a regular basis. So we're looking forward to that. And next Sunday, the youngsters get an opportunity. There's an open meeting down in Lifford for all under 9, all the way through the age groups. So if the weather was like today, you'd be delighted. So that's what's going on. That's what's going on, Kieran. But the story, as you say, the talking point once again is Lauren Callaghan.